For decades, Patty Murray's image has been the working mom of the U.S. Senate. Agree with it or not, she's brought home the bacon. Murray's funneled billions of federal dollars into Washington, and especially to the Hanford nuclear site. For the next installment of our monthly Daughters of Hanford series, correspondent Anna King has this story of senior U.S. Senator Patty Murray.
Patty Murray remembers her father talking about basketball games. He shot hoops in the early 40s on what's now known as the Hanford nuclear site. Back then, there was a small town near the Columbia River, also called Hanford. Murray's father grew up in a town just downriver called Kennewick. But the town of Hanford was shuttered in 1943 by the federal government. Some residents had 45 days to pack up and leave. The government had plans for a super-secret project to produce plutonium for bombs. Murray says the Hanford nuclear site was built there while her father went off to World War II.
And all of a sudden, Hanford, a place where he had gone and played high school basketball and knew people from there, was just completely gone.
Old fruit trees are still surviving there, and plants mark where old homesteads would have been. Now the ruins of the town stand in the shadow of the F reactor. As part of the Manhattan Project, it was built in the final stretch of World War II.
Later on, as I got into politics myself and became responsible as a United States Senator for funding it, I became aware of the complexity and the size and the incredible work that was done there that was so secret when my dad was there.
Murray says a few things drive her to work hard on Hanford: her family connection to the site, being a woman, and mother. Murray first visited the cleanup site shortly after being elected to the Senate in 1992.
But to go on that site and see the size of it and the amount of buildings and how complicated it was, and just to begin to get a feeling of the sense of what a huge monumental task this was to clean up, was just incredible.
At 64 years old, Murray is also the most senior woman senator and the fourth-ranking Democrat in the Senate. But she says it's sometimes challenging being female and talking about technical Hanford cleanup with other U.S. senators and presidents.
And I wanted to ask you today how confident you are that the direct feed low-activity waste is the best course forward for the waste treatment plan, and what is your level of confidence? When I first came into the Senate, and probably many times since, people assume that men know the facts. Women know the facts because we go home and study because we want to make sure we know them. But oftentimes the assumption of a man is that he knows it, so we have to prove all the time that we do know what we're talking about.
Murray has seen senators and presidents come and go for more than two decades. With every new administration, Murray says she's felt a responsibility to explain what Hanford is. Barack Obama made headlines in 2008 when he admitted to voters in Pendleton, Oregon, that he didn't know about the nuclear site. Murray says radioactive cleanup work at Hanford is complicated, slow, and messy, but necessary.
Well, I think we're all frustrated that we have been working on this for such a long time, and it's not neatly done, wrapped in a package, and we can say we can move on.
She says U.S. politicians and energy secretaries sometimes go after shiny new energy projects. They look more appealing than legacy waste cleanup.
And I kind of feel like it's my mom's responsibility to drag them all back in and say, you have to clean up your room. Yes, you want to do all these great new things, but you have to clean up your room. It's a responsibility of all of ours.
56 million gallons of radioactive sludge in aging underground tanks. Not so long ago, and not so far away from where teenagers used to play basketball. I'm Anna King in Seattle.
Our series, Daughters of Hanford, includes women with all kinds of experiences with the nuclear site, scientists, secret keepers, and critics. Find more at nwpr.org. The stories and photos will open in an exhibit at the Reach in Richland this summer. It's presented by Northwest Public Radio and Washington State University Tri-Cities.